Frank Murphy of the Baltimore City Department of Transportation with us. Frank, changes this weekend for folks that are heading to the Ravens game, and there are several issues. Can you tell us, first of all, what's changed on Russell Street that has precipitated this?
On Russell Street, there is now a project to relocate a gas main. It's associated with the new casino, and it has forced the closure of one lane in each direction of Russell Street. And anybody who hasn't been down the Russell Street Corridor since the last Ravens home game, this will be something new for them.
Going to the game, let's get people to the game first. In order to account for the lane that's missing on Russell Street, what are you hoping folks do?
If you're able to take light rail instead, you know, you miss all this, so that's certainly one thing to do. The other thing is there are other ways in, you know, like Washington Boulevard or 395. That's, you know, a possibility too. But again, that outbound is when you're going to notice it more.
Now, the issue behind the casino is for people trying to get into one of the stadium lots. What happens there?
The block of Warner Street behind the new casino has been permanently closed. It will become part of the casino site. So for those people who come to the game by coming up Russell Street, turning on Haynes and Bayard in the vicinity of the Greyhound, and then taking Warner Street up to the stadium, that route no longer goes through. So you'll have to stay on Russell until you pass the casino site and turn on Worcester Street. That is the new connector over to Bayard, and then from there you can go up to the stadium.
Now, leaving the game, you're going to direct folks out of certain parking lots in certain directions in order to keep them specifically off of Russell Street. Explain what's going to happen.
That's right. In order to try to unload Russell Street for the exiting move, there are three things that we're going to do. One is, if you come down Martin Luther King Boulevard, we're going to close the ramp that would normally allow you to get onto southbound Russell. So that means you'll have to stay on Martin Luther King down to 395 and take that out of the city. Second one is, if you're in the stadium lots that come out on Lee Street, which is just south of the baseball stadium, and go south on Russell, we're not going to let you turn south. We'll be sending you north on Russell. Now, if you want to go south, as many people do, you'll just have to make the right on Camden or Pratt, the right on 395, and head out that way. The third move is, if you park in one of the lots on Hamburg Street west of Russell, previous games, you were allowed to come and get onto the Russell Street service drive and make your way out to Warner and all that. What we're going to do is we're going to push you the other way so that you can make your way to Washington Boulevard. From there, you can either come to Martin Luther King to 395 and out, or you can go south on Washington Boulevard down past Montgomery Park and get on 95 south down that way.
And there's also a fourth option, and that is hang around after the game, right?
Well, that's absolutely right, yeah. Since the game's going to end around 4 o'clock, good time to go to dinner, enjoy, you know, Inner Harbor attractions, whatever.
Frank Murphy, the Baltimore City DOT, thanks for your time.
Thank you.